Welcome back to our Proactive Studios. I'm Natalie Stoberman, joined by the president and CEO at Acme Lithium, Steve Hansen. And Steve, thank you for joining me. How are you doing today?
Happy to join you today, Natalie.
Fabulous. Now we get to talk about expansion at the Fish Lake Valley project in Nevada. There are new claims in the project. What are the details there, Steve?
Sure. Well, thanks, Natalie. We've expanded our project at Fish Lake Valley recently. We've recently announced that, adding some important claims to the southeast. And why this project is important to Acme is it's as part of our portfolio is there's a very interesting project right next door to us. We're contiguous to one of the world's largest lithium boron projects. It's run by a company called Ioneer. They have offtakes with Ford, Toyota, and Panasonic. And in fact, this year, earlier in January, the U.S. government that they will back this project by up to $700 million U.S. So this is one of the next lithium projects to go into construction and ultimately into production in North America. So it's a world-class project. We have project claims directly to the west. As you drive through their project down a dirt road, you drive right through our project. And we've been exploring here for this past year. We've been doing some geochemistry work, which includes sampling. We've been doing some geophysics, and we've got some interesting results that have come out recently. So we're very excited about the potential for what's happening next door. Again, rocks do stop and start, but so far we're seeing indications of decent grade lithium on surface, and hoping to continue to advance this project over 2023.
And now that the expansion has just taken place, but the validation of being next door to a massive project in a very significant area for lithium in the U.S., how does that validate the potential of moving forward, especially with samples that have just come out?
Well, Nevada has a long history of resource development, whether it be mining or alternative energy. You've got wind and solar. So it's one of the best jurisdictions in the world to be operating. The Fraser Institute has recently named Nevada one of the best jurisdictions in the world. So we can work there 12 months of the year. There's great technical people, and we're near infrastructure. So we're not in the middle of a jungle somewhere or in the northern Arctic. So it's a great place for my team to work. Again, from a geochemistry standpoint, we've seen some of the highest grade samples come back in the history of the project. And then recently we've done geophysics this past fall that are suggesting that we may have something below surface. So the next step for us here at Acme is to start drilling. And so we're going to go through that permitting and procurement process. We hope to do that sometime over the course of the winter and spring. And really my goal here is to drill at Fish Lake Valley sometime in 2023. And then in the neighboring valley at Clayton Valley, Nevada, which is an area where the only lithium is currently produced in the United States, we're drilling right now at our brine project to the northwest. So we're really active in the region with two great projects, hoping to deliver for shareholders here. And we're looking forward to have catalysts upcoming here in the next couple of quarters.
Absolutely. It sounds like very exciting time, Steve. Thank you so much for sharing this update. We look forward to hearing more, especially with the progress that's happening at Fish Lake Valley. Thank you.
Great. A pleasure talking to you today, Natalie. Thank you.
Again, the president and CEO at Acme Lithium, Steve Hansen.